na een tijdje gelopen hebben door de stad, dan komen we bij de Silk Mill. En daar horen we straks ook nog van Michelle meer over. Dan komen we de curator Matt weer tegen. This is a museum in an old factory. What can people see here?
Yeah, it's been an industrial museum for a long time, but in its origins, it was the very first factory, we think, because it was 1725, and it was the first silk mill in England. We had cotton mills before, Richard Arkwright up at Cromford in Derby, but the Lom brothers, Thomas Lom and John Lom, set up a silk making business, and they went over to Italy and stole the ideas. It was an espionage trip, really, risked their life. And came back and set up a very big established business making silk. Yeah. Now the museum, it's part museum, and it shows off some of the local industries and engineering, right up to present day, up to Rolls-Royce and Toyota will get involved. But at the moment it's a place of making, so we're trying to do something different with it. It's got workshops for people to get involved with furniture making, all kinds of activities, and new technologies, laser cutting and 3D printers, and but mixed in with all the old and the new in a very old mill building.
A very nice combination, because it's people can learn about it and people can see how it was 200, 300 years ago, when in fact the Industrial Revolution started here in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very important. It started here. Started here because of the water power, really, being in the valleys of Derbyshire. Yeah. That's why you got so many of the mills in the first place. Yeah. But always a big burgeoning engineering business in Derby. Yeah, over the years. Yeah.
Dan gaan we zo meteen even verder kijken hier in het museum.